Hello and welcome. I'm Terry Tishmack. The title of today's session is Destiny and the Pair. I know I have spent a lot of time thinking about and wondering about my own destiny. Chances are that you have too if you're listening to this podcast. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, that information is veiled from us. That's part of what it is to be living in human form here on the earth. We come down with a set of gifts and an aim, a destination, or destiny. And then as soon as we arrive, we forget it. But truly, deep down inside, we never forget it, because we always know when we're headed for it and when we're not. We know when our lives are structured in a way, when things happen, when we take actions, make choices. We know deep down inside whether or not that serves our greater destiny, whether or not that's in harmony with the life that we came here to live, what we came here to do, what we came here to be. For that is truly the essence of what our destiny is. It is achieving, recognizing, and living what we came here to be. And the closer we live to that inner knowing, those core desires, then the better we feel, the happier we are, the more satisfying life is. The further we are from it, we're likely to be suffering and feeling miserable. So while we don't know the details of it, we do know its direction and what it will take to build it. We come with that set of instructions that can't ever be erased and are there available to us anytime we care to read them. For they are in our deepest feelings, in our gut, the knowing in our heart. If you imagine a pear growing on the limb of a tree, that pear has free will. It has life, just as you and I do. So it can spend its energy in any way it chooses. A pear can spend its days wondering, worrying, fretting about what its destiny might be. If it chooses to, it can fill itself with feelings of inadequacy, self-doubt, even envy. The pair might see a robin perched next to it on the branch and find itself desiring to be that robin rather than a pair, wishing it could fly away. The thing is that sort of envy, that sort of desire to be something other than what you truly are in your core is a misdirection. For it does not take you, it does not take the pair to its destiny. The pair, in order to achieve that destiny, needs to do nothing other than to simply be itself. And its destiny will unfold. It will grow and ripen. To become the pair that it was destined to be from the beginning. To live its best possible life. The pair needs to do nothing more and nothing different than simply being itself, its best self, trusting that it will achieve what it set out to do, to be. To live its best life is to bring its full self with confidence and joy to each and every moment as it unfolds. The pair will be what it was meant to be. You, as a human on this earth, can follow much the same path. You are not destined to be a pair. But what you are destined to be is built into you. It cannot be erased. For it is your core, your essence. It is the love that you are. And you will unfold. You will unfold according to your destiny. For you cannot help it. The tree which nurtures you and which connects you to all of life, all of creation, is the world tree, the tree at the center of the universe, which connects all of creation through the one spirit. It provides the nurturing, the guidance that you need, the support. Just as the tree does for the pear. And it will be with you every moment of your life, helping you along and ensuring that you unfold as your best self. If you can let yourself trust in that support and in that destined unfolding, then that will allow you to engage fully in life, to engage in the ever unfolding now, and leave behind any desires you may have. To manipulate, to change, to try to outguess what your destiny might be. to try to avoid some suffering that you encounter. Or to try to take on someone else's destiny as your own. For you cannot live anyone else's. You can try, but it will only distract you from your own life. Trust that what you are now is in perfect alignment with what you are meant to be. And simply live. Simply be your best self. And follow that blueprint that is deep within your heart, that is always there. Remember also that destiny is not a trap. It is not something that you will be stuck in, for with free will, your destiny is merely how you will unfold. It is the blueprint for who and what you will be and how you will be. Remember that how you express that, how you choose to live, what you choose to share with the world, with your neighbors, with the rest of creation, is up to you. That is play. That is finding joy. That is the freedom to surround yourself with things and with people that help you to feel good about yourself and about your life and about how things are unfolding. You have the freedom to create, whatever your talents, your gifts pull you toward, be it words, music, art, gardening. That is up to you. Your destiny is simply the platform for the life that you wish to create and for what you would share, what your gifts can provide in service of the greater good. Allow me now to take you on a journey. Find a comfortable place to sit, a place where you can relax. Be comfortable. Begin relaxing your body completely. Relax every muscle. disconnect from the flow of thoughts. Allow them to pass by you like a stream of water. Pay them no mind. It is a constant flow. You can return to it whenever you want. But for now, allow your awareness to sink into your heart. Where the true connection is to the universal tree. The connection to God. And the place of your blueprints. The place of knowing of your true self. See a perfect glowing crystal there. Glowing peacefully with white light. And just be with that for a moment. Be with yourself. Your deepest self. And feel the connection to God. When you're ready, you'll see a doorway in the back of your heart. Walk through that doorway, and you'll see a grove of trees. These trees grow as you walk out into them. Every type of tree, every type of flower, bush, anything you desire, growing to full height, a completely wild place. That is just right for you. A place where you feel safe. As you walk to the center of this grove, you will see a bubbling spring. Next to this spring is a rock that is just right for you to sit on. Sit upon this rock for a moment. Listen to the bubbling of the spring, the music, and experience the grove around you. You may hear the song of birds, or you may not hear anything at all. As is your preference, as it feels best. after sitting here for a moment. You notice a path. This is a path which has been here since the beginning of time. It is age old and you know it well. You begin to follow it. You follow it through the grove. Down a hill. As you progress, you begin to see in the distance a grove of trees. With one tree which stands far above the others. This tree is enormous, and it seems to touch the sky. As you approach, you see that there are countless beings which hang like fruit upon this tree, human, animal, birds, stones, everything in creation, any possible. Creation is upon this tree. This is the tree at the center of the universe. And this is what connects all of creation. And provides the connection with the Creator. As you approach this tree, you see a connection point, which is yours. This is specifically for you. And you approach it and allow the connection. You may feel a surge. You will feel that you are communicating with everything else through this tree. Ask this tree to provide you with what you most need right now. It may be something within you that you will carry away. Or something that you can hold in your hands. It may be something that will be waiting for you when you return to your life. These are only some of the possibilities. For this will be whatever is right for you. This connection has always been with you. And it can never be lost. For there is nowhere, no place that spirit is not. When you are ready, return to the grove by the spring. Follow the path, and you will travel at magical speed. Carrying along whatever treasure was provided. Rest upon the stone by the spring for a moment. And just feel the joy of being your deepest self and the joy of this connection. You may return to your heart and then back into your life. Come slowly back into your body. Do not rush. Savor and carry with you the feelings and the images of the grove and of the tree and of the treasure. And of the connection that can never be lost. With my love.